WBFO's Albany correspondent Karen DeWitt joins us this morning from Philadelphia following a night of some pretty dramatic speeches at the Democratic National Convention. Everyone saw President Obama's big speech. What else was going on at the convention last night?
Well, that's right, Howard. Good morning. There was a number of takedowns of Donald Trump. There's been ones all week. The vice presidential candidate, Tim Kaine, who actually kind of did an imitation of Donald Trump during his speech. But other than President Obama, I thought the most effective one was Michael Bloomberg, because he's another rich guy, and he essentially called out Trump as a complete fraud and a con man. And Bloomberg is not a Democrat. He's an independent who considered running for president himself. So I think his opinion has a lot of credibility with people who may be on the fence, maybe not so crazy about Hillary. But really the star was President Obama. That was, you know, it was one of his best speeches ever. And so much is at stake for him, his legacy. He's saying our very democracy is at stake. Do you want to be ruled by a demagogue, or are we the people? You know, speaking in the town where the Declaration of Independence was written. In fact, I just passed by Thomas Jefferson's house just yesterday on a walk, saying, you know, we're the ones who rule, not a demagogue. I thought it was a very effective speech, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, after this convention is over, you know, if it does turn things around. Of course, the big speech is tonight. It's all up to Hillary, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, what she has to say. Is she going to give some specifics where, you know, critics say that she hasn't given as many specifics about some of the points that Trump is hammering home, like, you know, terrorism and things like that?
Certainly she's going to be judged on the content of her speech, but after some very moving speeches, especially the president's last night, does she have to put on a good performance as well?
I think she does. But, you know, in the past, when I covered her extensively in her Senate race, really her first, you know, political campaign in New York in 1999 and 2000, it always seemed like when she was pushed to the edge, she would rise to the occasion and do a good job, even if sometimes she was kind of faltering or, you know, not behaving, you know, performing up to par. So, you know, you got to think that she's going to be ready for it, ready or not, right?
Certainly all the attention is on Hillary Clinton, but Governor Cuomo still having some impact on this convention.
Well, he does have a speaking slot tonight. I don't think it's going to be at the 10 o'clock hour. If he's lucky, it'll be 9 o'clock. They're still not saying, but certainly at some point from 8 p.m. on, he gets to make a speech on the convention floor. He's kind of one-upped his frenemy, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who had to speak at 5:30 yesterday evening, which is not a great time. Cuomo's been making the rounds. He spoke at the Labor Council yesterday. He spoke at a gay rights group. In some ways, I think he's trying to get himself a little bit more well-known because, you know, 4 years ago, people were saying maybe he could be a presidential candidate. But, of course, no one's saying that right now, the way things have played out. So I think he's kind of trying to keep his name in there. He did CNN. He did MSNBC yesterday. And he has not been one to do national news shows. So he's definitely trying to get out. And he's also facing all that pressure because everyone's going to say, Mario Cuomo, 1984, the tale of two cities. And is he going to live up to that in his rhetoric? Probably not. But again, I think he's going to give, like Hillary, he's going to give his best try at doing, you know, maybe one of the more important speeches of his life tonight.